May I speak now in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. I'm going to try to read this. I'm afraid my printer didn't work this morning, so it's on my phone. So divorce, that's a big, and it's been such a divisive point in Christian thinking throughout the ages, and it's a very touchy subject, and understandably. It would be easy for me to go to the second bit and talk about children, but I think it's important that we talk about the harder things in the scriptures too. Divorce is a huge part of our world. Sorry, I just lost my place. Divorce is a huge part of our world now and affects a large amount of people in our country. And I certainly think in times past the church has not shown a great deal of grace in this matter. We all know there are circumstances that cannot be avoided and relationships that do break down, and not just in marriage, but in friendship and in partnerships as well. We are a people who are made for relationships. They are the most important part of our life. But when those relationships break down, they can cause such a hardness of heart that joy and life cannot enter as we allow the doors of our heart to shut tight. Jesus answers the question quite clearly, but I think at times the church has misunderstood its meaning. Christ always, and again I say always, has our best at heart. He wants us to live a life full of grace, love, and forgiveness. And when he speaks of marriage and divorce, he refers to God's ideal in Genesis, a plan from the very foundation of the world that we should not be alone. We were made in God's image, and God himself is never alone. He is a triune being. Jesus is not disallowing divorce in these circumstances. Jesus is not disallowing divorce. He just states that it's not God's ideal because he doesn't want us to hurt. But we all know there are times that that can't be avoided. Because in our culture, in the culture of the time, a man could simply write on a piece of paper, "You are not my wife and I am not your husband," and that was it. There is a real hardness of heart in that. It could be that she messed up his meal and doesn't want him anymore. It was that simple. The hearts had become very hard. And that's what Jesus was addressing. So many get hurt and hearts are torn apart when relationships break down, that it isn't what God wants in any of our lives. God doesn't want us to live a life of pain. However, there are times when relationships are irreconcilable. And Jesus knows there are times when divorce or a breakdown in marriage must happen for the hardness and the hurt to stop. You may think it's strange that Mark goes straight from divorce to children. However, it is constant with what he is trying to teach. Again, the culture of the time, children and women had no value. They were simply possessions. Jesus is, as he always does, trying to turn their thinking upside down. He says that if you don't become like a little child, you will not see the kingdom of heaven because the hardness of heart has clouded your view. I think Jesus is saying in their humility as children, in their vulnerability, their capacity to love and to welcome strangers, their curiosity, their sense of wonder, and their eagerness to be impressed by the world. In other words, their softness of heart. Because children are soft, they're not tainted by the things of the world around them. If we bring these traits into our relationships, they have a much better chance of being healthy and life-giving. We as human beings at times in our lives can be hard-hearted through circumstances and difficulties that we might face, and understandably so. However, Christ in this passage is reminding us that we need to soften our hearts and take our hearts of stone and let them turn to a heart of flesh. When times overwhelm us, and we need to be like little children, to be more open to Christ's promises to us and to trust him because his love never fails. It is his love that restores and repairs the broken hearts. if we allow him access. And when our hearts are healthy and well and full of grace, he can thrive in us even more. In either situation we find ourselves in, difficult or good, he loves us no matter what. So let us have that childlike faith in our Father and open our hearts to all that he has for us, and let him repair and restore where the hurt has been done. Amen.